Hello, everybody. Welcome back to That's Dicey. Today we're doing part three of this a dream sequence interlude type thing we got going on here. Today it's Sanjo's turn. We had this like broad idea of like this druidic giant character. My notes do not have a name. What is the name again? I'll write this in.
I got it. I got it. I have it written.
It's Earthshaker, but
Yeah. 1 second. I know I have it. Okay, here we go. Thundar. Like thunder, but with an A instead of an E. Thundar Earthshaker, a Goliath druid of a nearby village, respected elder for his deep connection to the earth. An ability to command primal forces.
all right, yeah. So Thundar Earthshaker has staff. Sanjo wants it. Let's see. Let's see. Thought process, brain work, filtering through tabs. All right. So we'll actually start with the with the setup. In the heist films where they like they go and they do like that cool montage where everybody's like getting everything ready to start the heist, like packing up all the equipment, loading up the van, the dudes in the
Sure.
basement cutting wires, that type of thing. So that's what we're gonna do. And essentially how that works is you are going to each pick a skill that you're using to do the setup. And whatever it is you're doing, you can do that. We may debate whether or not the skill is relevant to what you're doing, but pretty much anything you can think of to prepare. So I'm gonna lay out the scene essentially, and then we can do these like preparation rolls in advance. So we're kind of just gonna like. I'm gonna do like one of those like shaky found footage like moments here. We find ourselves in the woods. We're running fast, and it's dark. The only light is like a phone flashlight, and we're recording, and we're breathing like really, really heavily. Like it's not like something is happening to us, and we're running away from it, right? And we're zipping through here, and we see that there are like traps, like pitfall traps, and there's like webbing, and there's like different things just around the area that we're going into, and we narrowly get through all those things without being hurt, and we land in the center of a druidic village, right? And we're looking around, and they have their little like buildings that they've made. I would liken them to like when the like uber like fancy people do like their videos on YouTube about camping, where they're like cutting logs and like forming them into like buildings and stuff, and then they like push the clay on the inside of that. That's what these buildings look like. Like people just like took from the land the dead trees and built these like structures.
Gotcha.
And we're looking at four of them around this like area that we can see. And it's possible that there's more in the distance. But before we can continue running, the ground starts to sink beneath us into muck. And just ahead, you can see in like a video game final boss like screen pops up, and you see Thundar Earthshaker with the staff dug into the ground, and he looks at us as we're sinking in the mud, and says, "You trespassed in the wrong place," and everything fades as mud covers us and we disappear.
Well, that's game, guys. We gave it our best.
So that's the setup. That's the cool like info you got there.
Okay.
Yeah, so what kind of things do we do to prep for this?
Okay, got it. So it's a bunch of
Prep for
trees
this.
and foliage and mud.
Okay, I have an immediate idea that I well no we just talked about the no metagaming thing, and I don't want to break our streak. Can I
I
act off
think
any of
actually,
this mud eats us knowledge?
say one more time, sorry.
Can I act off any of this mud eats us knowledge?
Yeah, so I guess to be weird, this
Okay.
phase, this like informational like planning phase is inherently metagaming. So
Okay.
anything from the stuff that I've told you can utilize that information to try to build your plans to stay alive in the scenario.
So I kind of want to use acrobatics and stealth to be the to get the most out of this role. But if you guys think it would be useful, I have a plus 14 to occultism. Maybe I could use
Well,
that to discern if this mud eating us type scenario is if there's some if I can just understand it better.
I mean, I don't I have nothing in the cult, so I think, you know, why not? Why not swing for it? Because
Okay.
I'm gonna apply acrobatics. I get a
Okay.
16 in there.
Nice. I've only got a plus two nature, so I'll only recognize it if it's magical. Okay. Now we're cooking with grease. I rolled a two, but I have a plus 14, so that's 16.
You can ask two questions, and I'll answer those questions, and then in the heist, when you act on the answers to those questions, you'll be able to either gain what is called fortune in this game, which is basically advantage from fifth edition,
Okay.
or give an opponent misfortune,
Oh, okay.
by utilizing like I know what you're going to do type of thing. So like it's not as effective. So you can make them roll at disadvantage. So but yeah, two questions about this people eating mud.
So it is in fact people eating mud, question mark. It wasn't just we were stuck narratively and it was just some verbal flourish.
From your like vision that you saw going through running through into this village, you definitely sunk all the way into the mud, and that's how like the end panel finishes. You can't see anymore because you're in mud. Yeah.
And what is and it did I misinterpret you? It had like kind of suddenly appeared, right?
Yeah.
What was the source of this magic? Is it the guy directly, or does he have an item that does this?
It is the staff. The staff
Gotcha.
does that. Yeah.
I just wanted to be sure.
And one more question.
Okay. I didn't know if the first one counted. Is there a way to counter that? Perhaps magically, perhaps with the occult.
So rules wise, you can counteract magic via the dispel magic and also the what is it? Oh man, I don't remember. I believe it's just dispel magic. There's another spell that does something similar, but I think dispel magic is the only way you
Oh,
can
okay.
counteract the like magical effect.
I was kind of thinking maybe there'd be some counter elemental magic strong against
But
his mud magic.
yeah, you throw more sand, obviously.
Yeah.
What is I yeah, we're
Sand
gonna
magic.
you
Well, there's a
obviously throw some dirt.
we get some 2x4s, right? And then we just go across them really fast.
And you lay flat. Don't worry, we got this.
I have elemental control of 2x4.
But yeah, you also, I think, know that not walking in the mud is a direct counter to it. Like
Okay, well, but we need to get at the thing in the center of it,
All
so
right. Well, yeah,
come at
no,
me, sir.
if you
I
don't want to
just
be in the mud, don't be in the mud.
yeah, no,
Well, who doesn't
just
want to be
wanted
in the
to
mud?
clarify that like it essentially is counting as a type of terrain that you're traversing, and if you
The
don't,
most difficult.
yeah, if you don't, you know, traverse it, then You're not succumbed to the effects. So like if you were to, fly, zip line, if you were to do like something that keeps you off of touching the ground, that's really the, I guess, the key important thing I'm trying to say here.
My big takeaway from this then is that
That
the acrobatics heavy character wanted to make a check, and I heard the word zip line. I feel like that's Sandro territory.
is there a zip line?
There could be a zip
I
line
heard
if
zip.
you if you if you
Yes.
if you want a zip line, make a zip line.
Okay.
If we
Well,
can't unmagic this mud, I mean, you said you
okay.
had
Well,
really high acrobatics.
I do, and so I was. So what I want to do, mostly for y'all's benefit, I would have it essentially like pre-canvassed the foliage for to look for like, not necessarily how to get there, but the easiest routes for my teammates to traverse, so that they could get there easier. Because I imagine I'll be able to do it, but I want to take the time to maybe pick a steady path, or at least one that is sighted for that I can point out for friends.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and roll. Let me look at something real quick. Oh God. Okay.
Don't say that.
Do you want me to roll
Yeah.
acrobatics?
Yeah.
Okay. Acrobatics plus 16. That is 13 plus 16, 29.
All right. Yeah. So what is that math? One, two. Three, four, right? 15, 20, yeah. So you get four questions. But I do need you to make a reflex saving throw.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yes. Reflex save plus 16, 19 plus 16, 35.
Perfect. All right. I'm going to give you free information here because also it was a danger to you. During this
Okay.
canvassing, there is a bottomless pit.
Wait. Can you please tell me as though you're my magic banana hallucination? Yes.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yes. Just role play Mr. DNA from Jurassic Park.
I can't. I would, but
What?
listen, you're hallucinating banana. I'll give you this information.
Okay.
Your hallucination banana has a voice, a very
Yeah.
specific voice, and it is
Sure.
a person that is not me.
Okay.
Yeah, they signed up to do the voice, but yeah,
It's the
we
guy
haven't
that did Mr. DNA.
got there yet. So yeah, when the time comes and you hear the voice, you'll be excited, but
No, it's okay. It's okay. Watch the information.
anyway, bonus information, you're jumping around here, looking at everything. There is a bottomless pit. An iron trap door opens in the ground as you're moving around, and you're able to steel yourself and not fall into it.
Okay.
And
Okay.
yeah, it's it doesn't seem to have an end. It just continues falling.
How is it placed? Where is it abouts?
It's on the outer perimeter of the village. So
Gotcha.
to
Okay, it's like a perimeter trap. Okay, cool. I guess I would take, so I get some questions.
Yeah, four questions. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, since there's mud, are there also bodies of water? Are there like streams, creeks? Is it just a mud spot? Is there other kind of natural environs besides trees and mud? Or is that kind of the general swampland up until the target?
There isn't yeah, it's mostly just the forest, and from your like casing around, it isn't muddy here at all. So
Okay.
you would discern that like this is created and that like this is just a normal forest that doesn't even really get much rain because like the canopy catches most of it.
Cool. Would there be would I come across any I don't know, like beastkin or anybody I would recognize, maybe some birds, a talking squirrel, you know, any homies in the neighborhood that I could, you know, fly for information?
You could definitely ask the acorn maestro to go in there and look around as a squirrel. There are also, birds. There's normal like animals that exist in this space, but most of them are avoidant of anything humanoid.
Sure. I mean, not particularly. I got this, I got that. You know, I want to make sure if we're counting this as warm-ups or preparations, I want to do some finger stretches. I want to flex my hands. I'm saying that with the intention of like I'm looking at my thievery stat and you know, I'm being situationally aware that I might have, like you know I might have to lift the staff in a fast exchange. So I'm making sure I flex my carpals, my wrists, get my fingers going, get
Yeah,
good
you know,
time in
limber up.
hands. Yeah, it's important to actually prepare. So that's what I'll be doing, Andrew. I will check a path for the homies and then limber up.
I guess is there anything else I guess you want to know as far as like what's on the path, if you will?
Would I have seen anything as generally perusing and flitting about looking for a decent path for my friends to traverse? Would I have caught anything in my periphery?
There is a circle like symbol that is hard to like I guess discern what it's like purpose is, but you directly avoid it on this path, but you see it and it's like a symbol in the ground. I'm gonna say you're assured that that's not a good thing. This circle.
Okay, I understand.
Also there are remnants of like webs, like sheets of webs on trees around the area.
Oh, love that. That's great.
Eight. Wonderful. Okay.
There's a symbol of bad vibes and a shelob.
And then I think, I guess, if you have. You still have one more question. If you don't have one, I can give you something.
Go ahead.
So Sanjo knows a lot about Thundar Earthshaker, and obviously Thundar Earthshaker is a druidic spellcaster. But in addition to being a druidic spellcaster, Thundar Earthshaker is the warden for this section of the forest, which wardens have like special abilities, and I would say like just going around and looking and trying to forge a path here, you would notice that there are like various things that are set up, and those are not all necessarily Thundar Earthshaker. But the ones that are, you can tell that they are. So if I guess if at any point you're during the heist looking for, traps and the like, you can indicate which ones Thundar Earthshaker made because you
Okay.
can tell via the type of magic, the warden magic. So yeah. That's
Awesome.
my little bonus info. All right, Steph,
Sounds good to me.
what is our prep action here?
Oh, well, okay. So just so I get this right, there's a big pile of mud that's coming from the staff. The staff is the thing in the mud.
Yeah, and
We need to
Thunder, our
get
Earthshaker, has the staff.
Wait, Thunder Earthshaker has the staff. What's in the mud that we need to get?
The staff is what you're trying to get. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not Kit Kat this round.
Ooh, who are you?
I am Woodrow or Woody Pride.
What the hell? Okay.
I'm a puppet or a poppet, but I'm a little doll.
Oh,
Nice.
Lord have mercy.
Just a
What?
little guy.
I'm having a nightmare. I'm having a nightmare. What the
Okay. So like I my logic side of me is telling me to like, do some canvassing, do some studying.
Yeah,
My
I would do
heart
that.
wants to
Fuck
lick the
around.
mud.
Yeah, you should.
I wanna dip a little I don't know. Do my hands have fingers or do I just have like a little nubbin end?
No, you have fingers.
Okay, can I dip a finger in the mud and lick it?
I don't, I'm not sure what you would roll for this.
Roll to lick it.
roll to lick. Survival?
Okay, all right.
Yours.
What's this mud made of? It's not my best skill, but it's a skill. That's a 14.
Okay, so you get one question. I guess what is it you want to know as part of this mud experience?
Stop.
I want to know, like,
What that
is
means?
this mud, like, did that lick hurt me? Did it taste like mud? Like, am I gonna assume that this man-eating mud, does it kill you just by like drowning you in mud, or is it toxic, or is it,
It drowns you in mud.
so it's just mud.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, really glad I could help, guys. The mud is mud.
I feel like Wesley Jims and Woody should be friends, and like we're just sitting there enabling each other. Like, oh yeah, I bet the mud's poisonous.
Like Sanjo's like swinging like tree to tree, like scouting out
Yeah.
this entire area, and
Super talented.
this little like sack puppet waddles up, sticks a finger in the mud, and licks it.
Yeah, that's mud. I'll tell you what.
Guys, the mud is made of mud.
Oof.
I
I'm not getting the
suppose.
staff in this dream either.
Wesley,
I'm gonna wake up in a cold sweat. Like, damn it.
Wesley Chimps will go to fist bump Woody the Puppet.
I
Oh,
suppose
Lord have
I
mercy.
can give you one more thing. One more thing here from this lick in the mud stuff. I think once you ingest the mud, like once it's been put into your mouth, it
Oh God, does it drown
becomes
me from the inside
dirt.
out?
It becomes
Oh.
dirt and it's no longer mud.
I hate this mud.
That's bad mud. I give a little like it's really dry. Can I ask just one more question? Like the not a skill based thing, but just a how big across is this puddle of mud? I mean like lake of mud? What how much mud?
I don't think that anything that we've done has been able to necessarily discern that.
Sanjo ran a lap around the whole area.
Yeah, and but
He didn't look at the mud.
no, Thundar Earthshaker puts the staff in the ground, and that creates the mud. So we wouldn't be able to discern the extent to which he could do, like, he
Oh.
could expand that, he could shorten that, it could be,
Oh,
it's him
wow.
creating it essentially. So it's not necessarily the answer, but hopefully that's helpful.
All right. Interesting. Okay.
All right, we got gritty mud. We got gritty mud that is
The driest
adaptable.
mud you've ever tasted.
Okay, all right.
All right. So yeah, that's our, I guess, gather information phase. And now we'll jump into some free willin' stuff here. So I guess we're gonna take the information you got, and then we're gonna kind of set up some stuff, if you will.
Okay.
So like, I guess everyone give me one thing that your character sets in place at the start of this heist. So like, this is like actively doing something. So if we were doing a zip line, this is where we would put the zip line up.
Okay.
Those type of things.
Well, I have a, what is that item? An item. But I have an ability. Here we go. Okay. I have wood, some form of wood bending here. Elemental, shut up, elemental blast. And don't do that.
Its own is funny. You could make a tree dance. Can you imagine, like, just like walking into someone's house and like wood bending their coffee table to walk out the door?
You don't just walk into somebody's house and wood bend them.
Yeah, that's fucked up, bro. What the
No, you've woodbend at the door. Oh, wait, hold on, pause. What?
hell?
The puppet is made of wood.
My
I'm made of
lord.
wood?
Oh,
All right.
okay.
All right.
Kinetic element, elemental blast, Kate base kinesis. It's tribute. I can alter, create some element, or alter a portion of something that already exists. Choose one of your kinetic elements to affect. This impulse has a range of 30 feet, and the bulk of the target must be negligible or light. Choose one of the following options. Can't deal damage or cause conditions unless otherwise noted. Generate. You can bring an ordinary non-piece of magical chosen element. Move an existing piece of the element 20 feet in any direction. I can suppress it, destroy an existing piece of element, such as snuffing out a flame. This affects only natural forms of the element, not durable crafted goods like a stone statue, metal lock, or wooden door. Yeah, I can just disapparate wood and reapparate it. I am Dr. Manhattan with elements. I can just ridiculous. So I guess with that, if there and in the prior canvassing of like some tree lines to get through, if there's a means to, I don't have like a rope, I don't think, to like string this through. But I would like there to be perhaps a moderately accessible rail of monkey bars, like handlebars, to swing around on. I'm gonna make it e as easy for everyone as possible. So I don't have a zip line, but I can definitely give us a bunch of little handholds.
All right, that's legit.
Is kind of cool.
Just make trees appear.
I can reform like tree branches. So like I can like look at a tree and just will it to sprout a nice branch from the its side, like a convenient sturdy branch, or to get one out of the way.
That's so cool.
We've just discovered that Sanjo is like godlike character. I summon nature to live.
I reshape the world within 30 feet of me.
That's such a cooler like druid craft.
I love the idea that like you're jumping from tree to tree and the branch you're reaching out for is just, like growing as you're flying through the air.
Oh, how sweet. What? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, base kinesis class feature. I guess that's what it do. And for the record, because I took the perk, a character creation, I have a climbing tail. Makes it much easier for me to climb.
All
Plus
right.
two circumstance to athletics, checks to climb, reduced number of free hands to climb or trip by one. That's right. I can hold myself with my tail and trip people.
Legit. All right.
These bitches be
Who's
tripping.
next? What's the next? Give me plan setup number
Are we
two.
so are we going to try and sneak in, or are we just gonna like it kind of feels like we're preparing for the worst case scenario, but I would like to prepare for us some disguises. Is the
Yeah.
village so small that there's no way we can look like we belong? Like, is there like maybe traveling merchants that show up here sometimes that we could disguise ourselves as?
Yeah, you could definitely do that. The only thing is that so Thundar Earthshaker or one of his representatives would meet these merchants at the outer circle where like the most trapped area, if you will, and kind of guide them into the place. So you would have to like send a message to them to say you're coming to drop off goods. So it's sort of like a, you know, like an outpost, it like one of those like deep like outpost type things where they like they send confirmation that they're sending somebody because people don't belong there normally. It would be that sort of thing.
Okay. I do have Confabulator, which allows me to just keep lying even when caught. I also have In Plain Sight, Change of Face, and Backup Disguise, which all contribute to making disguises. So I feel like I can make it really convincing.
Yeah.
And hopefully, if it is the Thundar that comes out to like talk to us at the perimeter of the village, I mean, this is we're after his like implement. He would have it on him, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. Like I am loving that as a first strategy. Because
Then
I'm
when everything goes
fully
to
envision
shit.
yeah, I'm fully envision like I know Sanjo knows from prior experience, whether this is a dream or nightmare, that you know, this old dude's tough, and once that staff's in, if you got a chance to grab that staff, grab the staff, go fast. Gotta go fast.
Okay.
So that's kind of what my thought is. This reminds me of
This.
like Kakashi and the bells in Naruto in like really early episodes. You gotta get the kids to steal one of his bells. Anyway, yeah,
I
we
feel
need to
like
go
this could get us
fast.
close enough to at least be in reach of the thing. Now I'd like to use my stealth because I have a plus 16, but I also have plus 12 to crafting, if that helps at all. Like I'm making the disguise or whatever, preparing the wagon to make it look like a merchant mobile kind of situation.
So I'm not going to make you roll anything. I think with a reasonable amount of time that you'll be able to, you know, make that happen. The only thing I think that may need a role is the letter, right?
Okay, that be
So
deception?
yeah, I think.
I'm not gonna roll the physical dice because that's bad news for me, I guess. See.
It might be.
Oh, I'm glad I did this. 20 plus 14, 34, a
Yeah.
natural 20.
Yeah, that's it's a phenomenal letter.
And it's
And
signed my alter ego, Wesley James.
jeez. All right.
I can't have him knowing it's Wesley Jims.
Yeah, so I think with that, you present yourself as like an important merchant, right?
Okay.
That's like my you know, stock and supplies are like some of the best things. And you can confirm that you will be guided into the town by none other than Thundar Earthshaker. So the first that part of your plan is set.
I'll tell the group for better or for worse, Thundar will just bring us into the village. And I show them the letter correspondence.
Wonderful. Okay.
Yeah, all right. What does our friendly puppet person do? Prepare for this heist.
Going into town, but we're in the woods and we prepared the thing to get over the mud, but now we're going to town and I'm confused by that. We're going to town. Why is he bringing us into town?
Well, I think it's to know where Thundar is.
Sorry, I had muted myself. I was trying to get well, we're trying to lift the staff off this guy. I want him to be in a state of trusting us so that we can just walk right up to the village rather than sprinting through this trap perimeter, falling in a bottomless pit, getting eaten by his mud.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like I've given us all a disguise as like merchants, and I figure we'd be rolling up to the village if there's like a road on a wagon drawn by maybe a couple horses. I wrote him a letter just to make sure he knows we're coming, and he wrote back saying, I'll bring you to the village so we can get right up to him.
I would like to kind of just like climb onto like Sanjo's shoulder.
Yes.
And I'm going to use my harmless doll feet, and
Okay.
I'm just gonna flop over and pretend I'm just like a little toy doll
Okay.
and be like a sneak attack and be a surprise enemy. And like, he thinks there's two of you, but actually there's three of us.
Ah, we had help all along.
I'm just gonna like
Okay.
flop over and just like be a little doll.
Okay.
And then I'm
I
gonna like ready my, I don't know, my sword. I have a great sword. Where am I hiding it? I'm a doll.
I am going to remove the doll with the great sword that's jumped onto my back. And I think I will be in the sidelines,
Oh, okay.
watching for an opportunity. But I think you are a wonderful accessory piece for Wesley Gibbs.
How big is Wesley Gibbs? Isn't he like a hamster?
We got a wagon. Just jump on the
Okay.
wagon.
Then I'm flopped into the wagon. I forgot about the wagon.
Did I manage to get a wagon, or do I have to do something special before I
Can
talk
one
tall
vend
shit,
us the
Andrew?
wagon?
Oh no. You got all this stuff. The only thing that was like sort of questionable if you would succeed is the letter.
Okay.
Because if they got the letter and it was just like, oh, this is like really bad. So like,
It's written in crayon. The
yeah,
E
they
isn't
can like,
backwards.
that could have set you up for like getting ambushed when you got. So, yeah.
I can't wait for Wesley Gibbs. I go, come on, let's do this.
Bro, I got this. This is gonna go great.
I'm so sure. I'm so sure. Let's do this.
Yeah, you're so confident you're not even coming with
I
the
All
wagon.
right. Have full faith in you that this is gonna go swimmingly.
Operation Distraction is a go.
All right. So, yeah, we find ourselves in on the path down into the forest towards this village, and yeah, up ahead you see Thundar Earthshaker standing, a nice 8'7", just hanging out at the edge of the village.
Hey,
Just like
GM,
three times as tall as like
can I stealth before we roll on up in here? My preemptive stealth.
yeah, sure. Yeah.
Can I attempt to make the wagon and me and the puppet noisier to distract and maybe help the stealth check?
So you're going to roll a D20 and essentially give me the skill that whatever skill you want to use to help. And on a what is it? Is it 20? I think on a DC 20.
I'm just essentially standing up when I see him and shouting, like, "What ho, good sir!" as we're approaching. So maybe a diplomacy skill check.
Oh, 15. All right. Yeah, sure. So yeah, make a diplomacy check. And
Ooh, 21.
21, yeah, that does it.
I rolled a 29 on stealth.
So you get a plus one from the aid here, so that is a 30.
Nice.
And yeah. So yeah, you get up there with the wagon. Thundar Earthshaker looks around at the wagon and says, "Welcome." And
It is good to meet you, good sir. And I will open up my wares and start showing him all of my my shitty potions from Stanislav's. That's my cover. I bring powerful magics from the Fablers.
It is hard to get hands on things from the Fablers.
I will kind of like wring my hands and give him a knowing look and say, "This is all hush hush, you understand?"
Well, of course.
Wink.
Do you want to come into the village?
Yeah,
Are we
I'll
making our deal here?
before wait, out of character, Steph, is Woody like hiding right now or just like chilling with me in the front of the wagon?
I'm just like flopped over in the wagon. I'm not hiding, but like imagine you
Hiding in plain
toss,
sight.
yeah, just like tossed a doll into the back of the wagon. I'm just kind of like haphazardly strewn over stuff.
Yeah, I'll just go with the potion thing. I was thinking like get him to buy the doll.
Fully gift that man a curse. Fully gift that man a curse. It's a killer doll with a great sword. We get the staff after the doll has murdered him in his sleep.
Yeah, I don't want to push my luck. Yeah, I'll follow him with the wagon into the village. All the while boasting about how great my wares are.
Kind of just
How great are they?
They're the greatest. They're the best.
So the ground in front of you shifts, right? And
Yep.
you see all of these like interlocking like trap mechanisms clicking and turning off as like a
Like in
path
the earth?
is like cut, a path is like cut to the village for
Oh.
you. And he says,
Oh.
"This should support your wagon." And he disappears into the dirt and appears at the village.
Ah!
Ooh, what the shit?
Oh no, a dirt bender.
Oh no.
I don't want to be, the person, but when you pitched the character to me, you said that they were like an uber powerful primal druid person. And
No, this is great. I don't want to.
I'm just living up to the expectation you set for me.
Yeah, no, I love this for
So,
me. them, they're gonna have
Woody.
a problem.
So he teleports like a bajillion feet into the village.
Yeah, and
And
there's
I'm
a path that's set for you to that a wagon could go
as I'm, like,
on.
yeah, telling the horses to get moving. I will quietly look over to Woody and be like, "Hey, can you like try and figure out which house is his as we're rolling into the village and maybe sneak into it?"
I'm gonna give you a thumbs up and cool. How am I gonna do that?
Just kind of like roll off the back of the wagon as we're going around the like entering the
Yeah.
village, passing by his house.
All right. Every small bump, I'm gonna like do like a little bit of a barrel roll.
Oh, nice.
And then like the final bump, I'm just gonna flop off.
Bloop.
You just fall off the wagon. Nice.
Yeah, all right. So yeah, you get to the village, and there's these four sort of structures, if you will. The one in the back is clearly Thundar Earthshaker's like place. And
So I assume he wants me to park the wagon where he teleported to, but I play dumb and be like, "Where's the parking over here? Where should I park this thing?" And try and deceive him so that he doesn't think like I'm fucking with his house.
I guess roll deception here.
Trying to appear very stupid, and Wesley Jims isn't very bad at that. He's actually pretty good at it. I rolled a 28.
Nice, nice.
Hey, I'm playing to Wesley Jim's strengths.
Thunder Earthshaker is sort of is like there's a space cleared for you to clearly park the wagon, and you've gone way out of the way of that clear space.
I'm trying
And
to do like a 4-point turn to park the
is like looking, but the utter, like, I guess, stupidity of the way you're doing it convinces him that, like, oh, you're just not smart at at parking.
You're just not smart, period.
Yeah, you could, yeah. The grammar in that sentence, the punctuation could have been rearranged.
But yeah, so that's, you're able to convince Thundar or Shaker that you're just trying to like park the thing.
Okay.
At this point, I will have Woody do the stealth roll.
Aw, yeah. Come on, big money, Woody.
Go ninja, go ninja, go ninja, go.
That's a 19.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll do.
Right? Scurrying around.
Yeah. Yeah, you get you're able to stealth your way through to his little building, if you will. I think at this by this point, Wesley Jims has parked the damn wagon. Thunder Earthshaker is giving that vibe where like his hand is on his face and he's like looking at the ground, like waiting.
He's embarrassed for me.
And yeah, so I guess what are we doing next? Let's
I able to keep along okay? Or do I have difficulties keeping up with them?
No, you're able to traverse. You created the sort of like climbing handholds, and you already being proficient at climbing, you've essentially made it to where like it's easy for you to do.
Yeah.
So I don't think we'll even need like a check. So you're able to keep up with them and sort of stay above the ground in the tree line.
Sweet.
Well, I'm just trying to waste as much of the Earthshaker's time and attention as possible. So I'd be like showing him all of these crazy weird potions. I might not even know what they do. I'm just making it up as I go.
Oh, you don't have an exit strategy, do you? What do you mean? I'm just buying time. Oh, shit.
I know that there's someone who is. There's two smooth operators that are currently sneaking around, ready to bring a trap on him.
I started this game by eating mud.
Yeah, listen, I'm Operation Distraction. Like,
oh my gosh. Okay.
I also see an opportunity to get some gold out of this guy's pocket before we also rob him of his staff. So I'm like, oh yes, this is a very powerful potion of healing, and this is a potion of levitation, guaranteed not to touch the ground for 30 minutes.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, at least try to sell him something that will put him to sleep. Give him some sleepy time tea, do something.
Sleepy time tea? Yeah, I've got a, like a potion of sleeping here, and I'm like, this is a superior potion of fire breathing, not to be confused with, I didn't think this through. Not to be, just, I totally lost my train of thought, I'm sorry.
I love it.
I put that potion away. Trying to direct him back to the superior potion of levitation, which I don't actually know what it does.
It just has a bunch of potions. Like, look at this one. It does this.
You can tell by the purple color of it that this one will really calm your guts when you got a case of the muds.
Case of the muds.
Get him to drink it. Get him to shit himself. It's the only way.
I'm essentially peddling snake oil.
Sanjo's just whispering this in the trees.
I'm talking to the banana.
Make him drink the potion.
Yeah, I'm just trying to like lie about each potion in a snake oil salesman kind of way.
You gotta close the deal, otherwise this guy's gonna whip your ass with the stick and then my ass with the stick.
Does he have the stick right now?
Yes.
Man, what a Why brilliant question that house? Nobody else asked.
I felt like that was a given. That's what it is. Sell him some snake oil, man.
That's okay. Here's the deception roll to rule all deception rolls. 23.
You roll well enough that you convince Thundar Earthshaker that this potion is cool and he should take it.
I'll take. Bye. Bye,
Pay,
please.
Don't you want to be? Don't you want to be cool?
pays the price for the potion, but isn't set on drinking it immediately.
Oh yeah, no, like, I will tell him that yeah, it's obviously for when you're in a battle, maybe to protect your stuff. No, I don't say that, but I do tell him that it's for in the middle of a battle. So if everything goes to shit, hopefully he will drink this potion and something crazy and random will happen to him.
What if it makes him stronger?
What if it makes him shrink?
I mean, bulletproof argument. Bulletproof argument. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I think he's willing to buy the potions from you and like whatever price you're asking for, essentially.
Like, just for fun though, like how much gold could I get for selling him these potions?
Roll, hold on, roll a D8.
A D8. Seven.
You could get 70 gold from this guy.
Nice.
Oh,
Nice.
yeah.
Okay. With a jingling pouch of gold, I will turn the cart around and leave. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
This fucking guy.
I would like to remind Sanjo, the cart is made out of wood, so I don't know how much that helps your wood bending abilities.
Just explode
Like
the
if
cart.
yeah. If it can be done, I'm just
Splinters
saying.
for everyone. Yeah,
I'll sell him all but one of my potions, which I keep secret, stored in my cheek pouches for emergencies.
Okay. Outstanding.
So I guess at this weird point in time, I want to remind some folks of some stuff.
Oh
Yes.
shit. The clock. The clock. I forgot
Yeah.
all about it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we are running into a time dilemma here. I'm gonna say Wesley notices as Thunder Earthshaker summons essentially the gold via this earth magic that he is muttering something, and that you recall it again when he formed the path and teleported through the dirt that he was also muttering then. And
Control word.
outside of character narrative stuff, as Andrew the GM, I'm gonna tell you
Yeah.
that in your spell list you have something very, very useful.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't even think to look in spells when I was looking this character over. Well, hang on. Hang on. I see. I could do something weird or I could silence him.
Do the weird thing.
Well, can I, while I'm listening to his muttering, I'm putting silence in my back pocket. While I'm listening to his muttering, can I like attempt to get a really good like understanding of the sounds he's making to potentially make them myself?
Like when someone's humming a song and you start singing along too.
Yeah, I'm yogurting. It's like you hear a song in another language and you sing along, having no idea what the words mean.
Just mumble singing right next to him, right behind him.
Yeah.
You are infuriating, bro. You're an infuriating being.
Yeah,
I'm just
I
trying
put
to
that on my
figure out
resume.
because I've got
Infuriating
ghost
being.
sound and I can repeat this sound if I can like get a bit of a grasp on it, maybe.
Yeah, you can essentially just listen to what he's saying, but you, through listening, believe that it is a chant in the giant language,
Oh, God.
which as your friendly GM, Ghost Sound says, down at the bottom, you cannot create intelligible words.
Ah, shit. Okay. Yeah. All
So.
right. So someone else should start this party, and I will stand at the ready with silence.
Oh, so you can't do the thing? Okay, so
I was hoping
can
to
we say
force, like, be Alexa, mud, now, and then have him drown in the mud, but whatever.
okay, that's fine. That's fine. Can we say that perhaps when we're doing like the exchange of gold, and you said you were about to like set off into the cart, right?
Like looking like I'm getting ready to leave now.
Okay. I suppose at this moment when you're looking to get ready to leave, GM, am I at least, yeah. Am I 30? Would you say that I'm within 30 feet of point of contact, or would I be a little further away?
I so you could, yeah, you could get to that point in like transition period where like they're getting the gold and leaving in the cart, you could get there. So yeah.
Okay. It'll be pretty easy to get there. Let's see. How far can I do this? I don't know if this would work, but I think if at all possible during the handoff of gold, because one could assume that, I mean, how's the guy gonna hand the count out the gold? I
Yeah.
have to assume that he's gotta reach for the pouch and use the
Either it's
other
when,
hand.
either it's what I can silence him the moment he puts like the gold in my hand. I can just touch him, bump him a little, or
So I think
like I can just go to shake his hand, like good doing
I
business
think
with
the
you.
move is as soon as seeing like maybe that the staff is maybe held in like the crook of the arm, that like both hands might be occupied for a second, fumbling with some gold or the pouch or a handshake. I'm dropping
Yeah.
in for my burning jet action to just blast through. It is a 60-foot stride for two actions, ignores difficult terrain, and doesn't trigger reactions. I would have one action left, and I
Nice.
suppose that would be maybe a pilfer, I don't know, a thievery action, perhaps? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. So roll the thievery.
There's a Sanjo meteorite just flying at
Very
this guy.
Okay. I have 12 plus 14 is 26.
Hold up. Let's look at the numbers. That's
Yes.
enough. You are able to grab the staff, but I think your movement obviously ends 30 feet
Just
from 30 feet from Thundar Earthshaker. And I think unfortunately we have to roll initiative.
okay, I'm into it.
You took the man's staff, so
Sure did. I did. I nabbed it. I have
22.
nice. I have 19 on initiative.
21.
All right.
We act as a team.
Hell yeah.
Let's with a 23,
Son of a B.
the Thundar's gonna go first.
Damn it.
Now I'd like to petition, perhaps even beg for the GM's favor, because I had said as the gold is coming down into my hand, just kind of give him a little bump, a little touch, silence. Can I get away with that? Or do I have to wait?
I sure.
Okay.
I'll give it to
Bleep.
you. I'll give you
Yes,
it.
silence
Yes.
him. The target can't use sonic attacks, nor can he use auditory actions. This also prevents the target from casting spells. The target makes no sound, preventing creatures from noticing it using hearing alone. So he also can't like call his buddies out of their little huts.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that man just starts putting hands on you, starts boxing?
That's pretty legit. With that, the Thundar Earthshaker sees the staff is gone and goes to say something and notices the effect of silence, and then sprints towards a hut.
A hut.
Hut, structure, whatever we want to call them, runs towards the nearest building and opens the door and draws a sword
Oh shit.
from the wall. And that's the end of his movement, and that's where he is. He's in the door to this building and has a sword.
Good, good.
Then it would be Woody, who
Oh yeah.
is back behind the
I fell off the wagon.
yeah back behind headed towards the
Well,
Darn.
presumably close to the house he just ran into to get a sword out of.
Yeah, am I in that direction?
I guess let's do the flashback thing. What the heck was Woody doing while all this was happening?
Nice. So
I fell off the wagon. I got up and like looked around, felt very sneaky. I'm like heading toward this guy's house, and as I'm like about to like climb in a window or something, I look over and I see he's holding the staff that we need. And I just, all right. And then I just kind of like scurry and sneak my way a little closer to the action. If anyone comes my way, I flop over like a doll again.
You're flopped on the ground as Thunder or Shaker runs past you to run into this house to get a sword.
All right. Does he come out with the sword or is he like still in with
He's
the sword?
like in the doorway. He didn't even go all the way into the house, sort of like walked in the door and grabbed it off like the wall and turned around in the doorway.
Well, can I draw my sword up and just go,
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so
Oh my gosh.
this like weird extra dimensional space opens as this like giant great sword just falls out.
Mom.
And
It's a 20,
it's a 32 to hit.
that definitely hits. That's
Yeah.
you
You're a
don't miss
nightmare.
with a 32.
It's
What?
13 points of damage.
Okay. Yeah.
How many swipes do I get?
Well,
Hit him again.
I mean, you could swing 3 times, but let me look at the character sheet real quick, because I thought that you could rage too.
Oh, I've never played a barbarian before.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
You're a barbarian?
Puppet
Yeah. Yeah,
barbarian?
the
Puppet
puppet
barbarian?
barbarian. Yeah, it's fucking the fucking menace. But if you can rage, you'll end up doing more damage than if you try to attack again, because the like multi-attack penalty. So I just want to verify.
I would like to rage.
Yeah, so yeah, you rage.
What does that mean?
You get additional damage. What is? No, that's not it. No.
Oh, do I just click this button that says rage?
Yeah.
It says two.
It's an additional 2 damage, but you also trigger that weapon specialization thing, which is another 3 damage.
Yes.
So 5 more damage.
Nice.
And then something else here. Oh, yeah. That's not that. So you have an additional 10 feet of movement. That's what it is. Okay.
So, one more quick question. To hit, I have 15, I have plus 15 slash plus 10 slash plus 5. Which one of those am I using to hit? Because I use the 15.
Yeah, so the 15 would be the first attack, and then the 10 would be the second, and then it would.
Okay.
So those are, yeah, those are your tiers of attack.
All right. We're fighting, right? I should
Yeah.
just keep swinging.
I mean, you are.
I thought you said we were going for it, guys.
That was super POV. Is this animated doll just came to life and started stabbing this man?
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy got shysted.
This is a real Chucky scenario going on here.
He runs to his house and grabs a sword, and an evil doll is waiting for him with a great sword. This is his nightmare, not mine.
At the end of this, Thundar wakes up in a cold sweat. Oh shit.
Yeah, if you want to keep swinging, you also have what you have spells, you have other stuff.
I want to swing one more time.
Okay.
That's a 30 to hit. That was a natural 20.
That hits, yeah.
Oh shit.
And that's a critical success, because when you succeed and roll a natural 20, it bumps it up.
This just became a crime of passion.
That means,
a robbery gone wrong.
That means you double the damage. The damage is doubled.
All right.
Hit him again.
Was 14, so that's 28 points of damage.
And then
as he hits, Woody just says, "Your mud tastes terrible."
What is that? So it was 18. Now I'm bad at math right now, currently.
Oh, wait, do I double the rage damage too?
Yeah, so 56 damage you've done in these two hits so far.
Turn him to paste. Fuck it, kill him.
I mean, I don't, 56 damage is a lot of damage.
Hit him again. Wow.
I would like to flop back over. And I would like, I don't know if I need to ready a feat, but I would like to like just ready histrionic injury.
I love the idea that whenever it's not your turn, you just crumple back into a little puppet pile.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But this feat is, if I get hit, I respond with a startled look, dramatic pratfall, or theatrical arm flailing that stimmies your attacker. They have to succeed on a will-saving throw, or they become stupefied. So if he hits me, I'm just going to go, and then flop again.
Oh my God.
And stupefy him.
Give him the Kermit the Frog noodle arms.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Are you gaslighting it?
100%.
Oh, that's perfect. Oh, I love that.
Everyone else just sees the doll. He sees his worst nightmare.
This guy is having a full psychiatric episode.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm excited to make it worse.
All right. I guess Wesley's turn is now.
Yes,
follow that.
I will. So he's like 30 feet away from me. He's over at one of these huts.
Yeah.
I give a nervous glance to the other three huts, like having no idea who or what is in there. And I cast ventriloquism to throw my voice to sound like it's coming from where Earthshaker Thundar is standing. And I want to make a deception check to try and imitate his voice and say, "I, Earthshaker Thundar, thank you, merchants, for this excellent trade. You peaceful merchants, you.
Oh,
who have caused me no trouble whatsoever."
All right, roll the deception check.
All right, skills, actions. Where is it? Deception. 34, natural 20. I will screen cap that if you need me to.
Nah, it's good.
Yes.
It's good. That's it.
The best heist is the one where we just walk out of this motherfucker. We just walk out of here.
Wesley Jims is only useful when lying or being performatively stupid.
That emanates, and Thundar Earthshaker is just like looking very angry in the doorway to this like structure.
He's at saying Wesley, like, really nasty gamer words at us, but it's all fucking silenced.
Yeah.
He's just saying the meanest shit.
That works. That's other awesome stuff you want to do with your, I guess, turn?
Can I laugh for free action?
Well, yeah, of course. Laughing is
okay,
always
so
free.
I'm laughing quietly now, and I was get like I took the gold, was on my way to the cart, so I'm gonna get into the cart for an action. I'm assuming that takes one.
I would say
And then I want to get the horses moving in the direction of Woody. Like I've got a hand outstretched as the cart is speeding up and about to go past Woody.
I am assuming Woody is willing to be picked up. Is that okay? Then if Woody's willing, yeah, you're able to scoop up Woody
The
and
rest of my body's still a limp doll, but I do raise my arm.
So Sanjo, it is your turn.
Perfect.
They got the
All
you got the
right.
staff, they got the cart.
Okay. All right. I have the power. Let's see. Choose an ally attempting a recurring skill check. I see. I don't think the thing is I don't have a ton of wildly different actions. Aerial boomerang, deflect web jet. And you're basically using the cart as a chariot to escape. Am I interpreting that correctly?
Yeah, but I wanted to grab Woody because I haven't seen Woody become a flying meteorite, and I'm just kind of assuming that you can get aboard this cart as
Yeah,
we're hauling ass.
I imagine how much movement would it take me to get to the cart, GM?
You're roughly like 30 feet away from because
Is the
Wesley
cart
pulled,
right up on him?
yeah, so like Wesley pulled the wagon up and parked it, and then they're like maybe 10, 15 feet away from there making their deal. So you jumped in and took the staff right there. So like,
Right.
yeah. So,
Right.
and then, so I'd say like, it's like 30 feet because Wesley started moving the wagon.
Sure. Gosh, I can't imagine there's anything else for me to do other than run. But
Jam
I
the
don't know.
staff into the ground and be like, Alexa, mud.
Am I don't know. I doubt I'm able to interact with the staff in any way immediately. Would I know, Andrew, or
Your understanding of the elements gives you the this would be very similar to fifth edition's attuning. You'd have to like sit with this and
yeah,
like.
I imagine I can't actually do anything with it. So you can move through the difficult terrain. I think what since we ride, I'm gonna spend two actions. I am going to move up through there. But I'm going to spend two actions for the Ash Strider. You discorporate into a cloud of whirling ash and stride. You have a fly speed, you can fly instead. This movement doesn't trigger reactions. You can move through occupied spaces and tiny cracks. Ignore difficult terrain and greater difficult terrain that wouldn't impede smoke. The first creature you pass through this movement takes 3d6 fire damage with a
Whoa.
basic reflex save against my class DC. And because I have the level up, it's 4d6. So I'm just going to pass over him and set him on fire.
Having a bad day.
All right.
A very bad, no good, terrible day. Yeah.
So what
I'm
is
just gonna flambé him. Just like I'm just gonna give him a little singy. And it's my class DC is 26 reflex.
That is, oh man, that's a okay. That's 15. So, that is
I
a
give him the
critical
business.
failure. That's a critical failure. So double the damage.
Okay. That is gonna be 4 plus 3 is 7 plus 5 is 12, 22 or 24.
So you hit him with this like fire, and I think what happens more or less is he gets hit with like fire and ignites, and kind of like steps back into this building, and then the building starts catching fire,
Oh no. Oh no.
and yeah, that's what happens.
Leslie Jones will shout,
Okay.
"Fire beats mud."
Again, I'm gonna do it anyway, but I was gonna use my last like 30-foot kinesis. Like as he runs in there, I was going to like spawn twigs and leaves to like wrap him in it, but now I feel like I just I wrap him in twigs and leaves and he just explodes inside
You have to set him
the
on fire, then I turn him into kindling.
house. The house explodes.
Oh.
So at that point, I am holding the staff and
Yeah, I think we get this like like Power Ranger-esque scene where Sanjo's like walking away from the hut as it like explodes on fire.
wow,
He does the cool
amazing.
action walk away.
Yeah, it's just wow.
Oh yeah, I do.
Sunglasses are coming on. Slow motion explosion behind him.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're able to catch up to the wagon, get on the wagon, and get out of there. As we I guess wrap this dream sequence here, you hear a familiar voice. Oh, hello. It is time to wake up now. The dream is done. You have been summoned to do more work, but they will be meeting you later in the day, so get everything you need in order. As the Acorn Maestro kind of sneaks his way in there and wakes you up and runs off, busy as always. And yeah, you awaken and you're there in folklore, and I think you have that one staff, whatever it is. I don't
It was
remember.
a
It's a
twinning staff.
yeah, the twinning staff. And I think you look at it, and the dream sequence feeling you had holding the other staff, you get the idea that you could recreate it using this staff.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
But you're not sure the exact parameters of it. But you, understanding the element, right, the wood that the staff is made out of, you feel like you could shape the wood into a similar item as the staff. So, yeah, you get that as you wake up. And we once again kind of zoom out, and we're outside. And that light drizzle that we had going on when Kit Kat woke up has advanced to like full, like just rain as it's really cloudy and just raining over the town of Folklore. And we got those kind of like wispy like winds rolling on the water just at the edge as the waves like kind of crash into the side of the cliffs that the
Nice.
temple is on. And yeah, and then all three of you simultaneously get this feeling that what happens in these dream sequences not only gives you information, right, but also has some sort of like magic to it. So yeah,
Ooh, nice.
that's where we're gonna leave everything. Thanks for joining up, and this is the part of the episode that I'm going to tell you to recommend us to your friends. Tell everybody. Shout out the show on your favorite social media, because we appreciate it. And
Yeah.
let's make a hashtag. All right, we'll make a hashtag here. If you hashtag That's Dicey Pod, all right, we might do something cool for you, like name a character after you.
Ooh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so yeah, I've seen other people do it. It was great. It looked awesome.
Be the next murder puppet.
Yeah,
I was about
Monster Hour Podcast
say.
did it, and it's been going well for them. So yeah,
Tweet our hashtag and we will silence you, rob your staff, and set you on fire. Like and subscribe.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, thanks for hanging out. It's been fun as always, and see you later.